what time do your local schools start classes? Are you and your yawning child getting ready for school right now? Does the bus come pretty soon? Would you support a school start time of 8:30 a.m. or later? Why or why not? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We will talk with the lead author of a new study on later school start times. It turns out if schools in the U.S. started classes at 8:30 a.m. or later, it would add $9 billion a year to the U.S. economy. Plenty of other studies have also cited health reasons and academic reasons to delay school start times. So why don't our schools start later? We will welcome your questions, your views, your experiences at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Marco Hafner, a research leader at RAND Europe. He works on employment, education, and social policy research. He is the lead author of this new study, Later School Start Times in the U.S., an economic analysis. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
So why study the economic impact of later school start times?
I did this study together with a colleague at RAND, who is a sleep researcher, and a mother of a teenager who she really struggles to get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S., about up to 60% of teenagers are not getting the right amount of sleep, which is somewhere between 8 to 10 hours recommended. And we wanted to understand, A, what are the potential effects on health and well-being, but also the subsequent economic effects of this.
Yeah, and there are schools that have argued that they can't have a delayed start time because of the cost of that. And in this study says, well, guess what? You'll make up for those costs?
Yes, I mean, often the opposition of those people or schools who are against later school start times often mention imposed costs by changing bus strategies, discussed as changing from a current three-tier system to a two-tier system, meaning that buses pick up the older children, like middle and high schools first, and then elementary school children, which is the current system. If you would change this, you would potentially need to pick up all the students at the same time. That would increase costs because they need to invest in more buses and more bus drivers, and that's often one of the main reasons why some people oppose later school start times.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about what previous studies have suggested about later school start times.
Yes. So there's about, 20 years of research, mainly on the health side, who shows that school start times could improve teenagers' sleep duration and sleep pattern. The main issue behind is that when you enter puberty, your inner body clock or a circadian rhythm is shifted by up to 3 hours, meaning that teenagers struggle to fall asleep before 11 p.m. and struggle to get up in the morning before 8 a.m. So while there are many reasons why teenagers may not get the right amount of sleep, like busy social lives and technology in the bedroom when they look at their iPhones and then use iPads, one other reason, which is driven by public policy, is actually school start times, which are not aligned with the circadian rhythm of adolescents. So if you have a school start time at 7:30 a.m., a teenager struggles to get up in the morning, he will potentially become chronically sleep deprived, which has negative effect on his mental health, his physical health, but also previous studies have shown that this is associated with lower educational achievements, academic performance, and so on.
Yeah. So it's not a matter of saying, hey, kids, get to bed earlier, because they're not going to fall asleep.
Yes, biology tells so, yes.
Yeah, I have many nieces and nephews that I can attest that that's the case. It's they're real night owls, but it's not necessarily all by choice. They just can't fall asleep that early. So why 8:30 a.m.? Why not 8 or some other time?
It's what is recommended by the American Medical Association and major pediatric associations, who recommend, based on medical science and health research, that schools shouldn't start before 8:30 a.m. Just because, as we discussed earlier, teenagers really struggle to get up in the morning before 8 a.m. So if you would shift school start times to 8:30 a.m. or later, that would give them more quality sleep in the morning.
Yeah, and do we have a rough idea as to the number of schools in the U.S. that start, at 7:30 versus 8:30?
Yes. So according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, nationwide up to 7% of schools start before 7:30 a.m. Roughly about 30% of schools, middle and high schools, start between 7:30 and 8 a.m. And about 45% of schools start somewhere between 8 and 8:30 a.m. So this is pretty much almost 82% of schools in the United States start before the recommended time of 8:30 a.m. in the morning.
And again, we touched on that there are some economic concerns of changing the time, but what are the arguments against later school start times?
Yes, so as we said, there's some cost implications involved. So it's not only busing strategies, it's also often if you would shift school start times in the morning, that means the end of the school day is also shifted late in the afternoon. Often an argument there is that would kind of, hinder after school activities like athletics training. And there, schools often say that if you would need to shift school start times, you would need to invest in lightning equipment to make sure that those outdoor sports activities can still go on. So this is kind of the cost side, but often there are parents who oppose later school start times just because they potentially think that if your teenager has to get up at 6 a.m. in the morning, that will prepare him for his later life, because at work he has to get up potentially early as well. But there are often the issues that parents potentially don't understand themselves how important sleep is for your health and well-being and potentially your productivity, but also don't understand the kind of sleep patterns of the teenager. So often parents don't really know about that actually teenagers have a slightly delayed circadian rhythm. And I think there's also some element of information that will need to be provided to parents to actually make this work.
Our guest is Marco Hafner, senior economist at RAND Europe, working on employment, education, and social policy research, lead author of the study, Later School Start Times in the U.S., an economic analysis. We welcome your questions. We welcome your own views on this. Would you support a later school start time at your middle school or high school, 8:30 a.m. or later? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Do you think it's a good idea or a not so good idea to start school later than most schools start now? We have Dennis from Northwestern Wisconsin wonders about the secondary cost of later start times. For example, he wonders how this would affect parents' work times. Is that a concern that parents have to be, I don't know, parents have to be to work before their kids have to be at school perhaps, and there might be social and economic implications to that?
Yes, it's definitely a concern raised by parents. There is often the case, for instance, if you have two kids, for instance, one is in high school, middle school, and you have an elementary school child, then often elementary school children are starting later on average in the United States. So that probably, if you would shift the school start time of your older kids, that probably would slightly less likely impact you because you would need to care about your younger child as well. Mm-hmm. And often, I think alongside those schools who implemented later school start times, they also made sure that for those parents who, where actually later school start times could impact their working life or their work schedule, that they also potentially extend before and after school care. So they're kind of ways to circumvent this concern of parents, which is totally accepted to some extent.
Yeah. I'm curious. Do you're in the UK, I believe. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, are schools, do schools generally start later there or elsewhere in Europe?
In the UK, the school start time for secondary schools and also elementary schools are slightly later than the United States, so they somewhere start between 8:39 a.m. on average, sometimes in some regions even a bit later. There are some countries in Europe, like Finland, where actually secondary schools are tend to start even later, like from 9 to 9:30 a.m., and even there, there are some discussions ongoing whether they still should shift school start times to later in the day, so even 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. So this issue is worldwide discussed, mainly because teenagers have a slightly different circadian rhythm than adults. So it's not only a U.S. discussion at the moment.
Let me jump in because we do have news next from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll get into some of the economic impacts of a later school start time. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with a guest, a researcher, who says that delaying the school start time to 8:30 a.m. or later would benefit the U.S. economy. Turns out if more schools in the U.S. started class at 8:30 a.m., it would add $9 billion a year to the U.S. economy. We will talk about why that is and how that was figured out. And we welcome your questions, and we also welcome your thoughts on whether you think school start times should be delayed or be later than they are now. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Marco Hafner, senior economist at RAND Europe. He works on employment, education, and social policy research, lead author of this study, Later School Start Times in the U.S. and Economic Analysis. So, Marco, how did you figure that that delaying school start times to 8:30 a.m. would put $9 billion a year into the U.S. economy?
Yeah, to that end, we built some economic models where we, you know, as a previous set, we know that sleep deprivation among teenagers has a negative effect on their health and well-being and their mental health, physical health. It also has an effect on public safety, so sleep deprivation leads to more car accidents among teenagers, which subsequently could lead to death. But also, they might have a better academic performance, so they have better grades in school, they're more likely going to graduate from high school and graduate from college. So now, within these economic models, we predict the economy of different states, 47 in total in the U.S., for which we have sufficient data, predict under the current school start time distribution how the economic output will be in the future, and then build a hypothetical scenario to say, okay, what happened now if school start time would shift to 8:30 a.m., taking into account effects on mortality due to car crashes among teenagers, which is the number one killer in this age group in the United States, as well as increased academic performance. And increased academic performance in this model, as in reality, increases potentially someone's future income, and that future income could lead to other multiplier effects in the economy. So if at any given point in time you earn more, you potentially also spend more money on that, which subsequently creates income opportunities for other companies and so on. And if you save more, that creates opportunities for banks, which can lend money further on and so on for more investment. So these are all these kind of effects that we take into account and look at how much bigger would be the economic output of each of the states that we look at compared to the current distribution of school start times.
Yeah. Do you have Wisconsin in front of you?
Yes, we have Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, and I mean, so Wisconsin would benefit economically if our schools started at 8:30 a.m.?
Yes, so at the moment, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, school start time in Wisconsin are on average around 8 a.m. among middle and high schools. So if you shift it to 8:30 a.m., that would somehow lead to an average increase of school start time by 30 minutes. And even that relatively small increase, we find that even after 2 years, that would add about $152 million to the economy of Wisconsin, which could increase up to $1.5 billion after a decade.
Wow. Well, we're going to be talking about our proposed state budget in our next hour, and I know that there's always a lot of wrangling when it comes to public dollars to pay for anything. How much does it cost to implement the changes that would need to be implemented to accommodate a later start time?
Yes, that's a question of debate, and I guess it will often depend on the local circumstances, even by district or by school. But on average, the estimates to implement later school start times are somewhere around $150 per student per year to change busing routes and busing strategies and schedules. And they often the estimates of about $110,000 to be spent per school to upgrade infrastructure to accommodate after-school activities. So that's about, you know, roughly the cost estimates that are around that it would cost per school or per student to implement those change in school start times. I mean, it sounds like the cost argument is often very upfront in this discussion when it's about changing school start times. But if you compare it to the potential economic benefits, we find that actually shifting school start times could be a cost-effective measure.
Yeah. Well, the conclusion of your study is that this would be a cost-effective measure. It would actually add money to the economy as well as benefit those students who are sleepyheads at before 8:30 a.m.
Yes, exactly. So it's almost a win-win situation of individual gain for students who might profit from better health and well-being, better grades, but also subsequently this could positively impact the economy.
Yeah. We are talking about the impact, the economic impact in this particular study of delaying school start times in the U.S. and in Wisconsin. So, do you want your school to start later than it does now? Does your what time does your school start? This study says schools should start at 8:30 a.m. or later to help benefit the student health-wise, academically, and other reasons. But a later school start time would also benefit the economy. So what do you think of that? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Would you personally favor a later school start time or not, and why? Let's go to Jim in Watertown. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling. What is your thought on this?
Okay, I was thinking that if you were to move it back, say, to 10 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock, one, you'd never have the kids getting out around 7 o'clock. Gives them more time for socializing in the morning. See, my situation is I used to be at work so that I had to be up later than early. Now that I changed careers, having a much earlier start, I found that I'm a lot happier person dealing with life in, you know, early. And I was wondering, has anybody looked into how we deal with, you know, if we deal with life differently day to night? I saw the same thing in my child and my daughter when she started getting into work and she was up earlier. I saw her get a lot happier.
I'm confused, Jim. So you're saying, you know, you're happier when you get up earlier, but you're proposing start at 10 o'clock so students can socialize. I don't understand.
Well, okay, you generally have, when you're a kid, I mean, anywhere from 2 to, say, 4 or 6 hours to socialize after school. Okay, if they were to change the system around so that the schools were starting at, say, 10 o'clock, then anybody, you know, if your motivation is you want to socialize, you want to be with your friends, which most teenagers are, then by getting up early, they would probably you know, make sure that they had the ability to go and socialize. And if it's, I know that when I deal with people in the daytime, earlier in, you know, when I've gotten up and I'm fresh, I deal with them a whole lot differently than I do when I'm, you know, a little tired, been through the day, dealt with all the stuff. And that, and since I've been on hold waiting, I got to thinking about it. If you were to take and make it so that the socializing time was in the morning rather than in the evening, if you take the dark out of it, maybe some of that juvenile crime might even back off a little bit.
All right, Jim. I'm not completely sure if the kids are socializing before 10 o'clock or if they're socializing when they start school at 10 o'clock, but that's neither here nor there. Marco, maybe just the general point that he thinks kids are happier and function a little bit better. He says in those morning hours, but still is proposing a 10 o'clock start time. Any comment on that?
I mean, research suggests definitely that if you know, teenagers or kids can sleep a bit longer in the morning, they're happier people. They embrace the day slightly different from in a more positive attitude. They're more likely actually show up in the first hours of classes in the morning, and the less, you know, tardiness goes down. So, I mean, that's definitely a positive impact of later school start times. I mean, I think he proposes a 10 a.m. School start time, which is, you know, it's pretty, you know, it's relatively late in the day. The general kind of recommendation is somewhere between 8:30 and 9:30 a.m., which is kind of a compromise of trying to get, you know, work schedules and family schedules in line with later school start time, so that the change is not that dramatically as for instance 10 a.m., which still gives families time to socialize in the morning, parents with their children, but also giving adolescents and teenagers or kids time to socialize and do after school activities in the afternoon with their friends.
Yeah. Does your study look at all in terms of, you know, kids getting into trouble and school start times?
I mean, there's some evidence who suggests if the school start times are too early, they're less likely late in the morning, which could subsequently give some problems with the schools. But also there's some research who suggests that actually, you know, chronic sleep deprivation among teenagers gives rise to more antisocial behavior and also potentially increase in crime rates. So this has been established in previous research before.
Thank you, Jim. I think I get what you're saying now. Another Jim in Mayville. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
I think the concept is ridiculous. I think that these kids need structure. They need to get up in the morning and get to school. And what about those part-time jobs after school? I mean, you can't be getting out of school at 4:30 in the afternoon. You know, you need to get out there and go to that part-time job. It'll add a lot of money to the economy. And believe me, in the long run, these kids will add a lot of money to the economy if they just, you know, learn some structure. I also think that if kids are sleep deprived these days, well, they need to get to bed earlier. You know, get off the cell phone, get off the computer. It's all a matter of structure, and believe me, it'll help the economy in the long run if these kids just learn that.
All right. What reaction, Marco?
Yeah, I mean, valid points, especially on, you know, why kids might not sleep enough. Definitely on the technology side. As I said earlier, there would need to be some sort of information, you know, providing information to parents that, you know, cell phones and technology has nothing to do in the bedroom, but this is also generally an issue among adults, which we know from research, which subsequently has a negative effect on your sleep quality and sleep duration. But generally, as we discussed earlier, you know, structure is fine, but biology potentially, you know, doesn't let teenagers sleep or fall asleep well before 11 p.m. So if you send them to bed at 9 p.m., that they might just don't fall asleep before 11 p.m., which, you know, staying in bed and not sleeping, it doesn't really help them in terms of their health and well-being and potential, you know, benefits of being better in school the next day.
Mm-hmm. What about those part-time jobs? Any thought on that?
Yes, I mean, part-time jobs is definitely an argument that is valid. I think if you would change school start times to later in the day, that would shift it, you know, the school's end in the afternoon as well. But as we discuss often, you know, we talk about a change potentially of about an hour, which subsequently still will give many adolescents or teenagers the opportunity to work part-time after school or potentially even before school.
Thank you, Jim. Next is Mark in Chippewa. Hi, Mark.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad that you're bringing this up as a topic of discussion. I taught in a high school in Wisconsin for more than 30 years, and it's an absolute fact. The kids get run down, and you get them up earlier in the morning, and they're tired. And the first hour of the day is pretty much wasted, a lot of these kids. So starting school at 8:30 makes a lot of sense to me. And about the earlier caller's comments about structure, hey, it doesn't matter when you start the structure and when you end it. It only matters if you have it. Mm-hmm. Now, my basic question is this. Up in this part of the state in particular, as you move in through the fall, it gets much darker, much faster, and kids who are playing outside sports like football and soccer, girls' golf, boys' golf, are going to find that those sports are going to start being a real squeeze. I'm not objecting to starting school later, but you've got to rob Peter to pay Paul at a certain point. And we're talking about a culture here, talking about football, and everybody knows what kind of impact that has on American culture, and that goes deep into school age. Unfortunately, it starts earlier than high school. So I'm wondering what can be done about that, or whether everybody's simply going to decide, look, we're just not going to practice as long. But starting school, in terms of what school is really supposed to be about, starting school at 8:30 makes every single part of sense.
Thank you, Mark. So what do we do about high school sports, especially football, it'll be dark when they're practicing?
Yes, so as I said previously, again, it's a good point. I think often one factor that would need to be factored into this whole discussion is that, as he says, if school start times are delayed in the afternoon and would potentially impact after-school activities, especially athletics and American football, then schools would need to upgrade the outdoor activity infrastructure to make sure that lighting is there, that if it's getting dark in the evening, that these practices and these activities could still going on. I mean, in terms of the overall performance, just on a side note, there's clear indication and evidence in research that the better you sleep, so your sleep quality and your sleep duration potentially also has an impact on your athletic performance, not only on your academic performance. So again, while investing some cost or kind of money in kind of school infrastructure, overall, again, this could be a win-win situation by having actually those kids being rested, better rested, and they could actually even perform on an athletic field even better.
Our guest is Marco Hafner, senior economist at RAND Europe. And he is the lead author of a new study, Later School Start Times in the U.S., an economic analysis, which says if schools in the U.S. started at 8:30 a.m. or later, it would have a positive economic and social impact. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking about the benefits of a later school start time. Our guest is a researcher with RAND Europe. He is the lead author of the new study, Later School Start Times in the U.S., an economic analysis. We are welcoming your questions and your experiences, wondering if you would support a later start time for your middle school or high school. And why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. There have been plenty of studies that show that there are positive student outcomes of later school start times. Those improvements include academic performance, mental and physical health, public safety. A lot of that because kids would get more sleep if they were able to start school a little bit later. And now this new study from RAND says that there are economic benefits as well. In fact, $9 billion a year could be added to the U.S. economy if more schools started at 8:30 a.m. or later. So what do we make of this? We have Ellen on Facebook who says, I drive school bus. My first stop to pick up high school students is at 6:37 a.m. Wow, so she's just picked up her first load of high school students. There are other routes who pick up as early as 6:20. That's amazing. I agree, a later start time would be best for all ages of students, but that comes with a host of what about? And then she talks about some of the whatabouts, which we have talked about to some extent throughout the hour, Marco. I mean, it's those whatabouts that are preventing more schools from starting later, do you think?
I think the main discussion of preventing it is really the cost implication. But often it's also an element of not wanting to change existing schedules. So often, as human beings, we're often opposed to change. So families don't want to change their family schedules and so on. But what anecdotal evidence tells of those school districts that actually made a change and delayed school start times is often just a matter of days or weeks to actually adjust to slightly different schedules. So while that is probably a valid point and we oppose change often as human beings, I think it's just a thing of adjusting and which could be done in a very short time. I think these are other aspects that could be captured as whatabouts.
Ellen goes on to say, the European model of work times, paid leave, summer hiatus seem to work great, but the U.S. is too large and too complex to adapt. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I think it's not necessarily a European and U.S. comparison. I think it's mainly, I think there are so many districts in the U.S. who actually try to make these changes, and it seems to work. So if you ask their parents and students, they on average, they're happier. They actually support this change. So I don't think it's just a comparison between different systems in Europe or the U.S. I think it could be done in the United States in the same way.
Sarah in Zion is with us. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to just share that I work as a substitute, and I have two middle school districts, and last year they both started at 7:25.
That's
and
right.
I just have always felt really bad for those kids because they just look so sullen and tired and just wish it was a bad atmosphere. But one district switched to an 8:25 start time this year, and I really see a difference, and they're just more alert, they're more attentive, they just have a better attitude, better energy. And they did it by switching. They had a K through one school that started later, and they just switched. Now the middle school starts early, and the K through one starts, the other way around. And I'm also curious about your methodology in these studies. Are you just doing surveys of different districts, and how are you controlling for other factors like socioeconomic? Thanks.
Yeah. What about socioeconomic factors of different schools, Marco?
This is factored in, so you can from a methodological point of view, you can adjust those factors. So you have the distribution of children from different backgrounds, which are being taken into account in this study. I think that's definitely adjusted for.
Let's see, we have Michelle who emails, my three teenagers were much easier to get up when they were younger. Now it's very difficult. Yeah, that's right. And that's what you were saying earlier, Marco, is that including your co-author of this study, that it's teenagers are their biorhythms are different, or their circadian rhythms are different. She says they have after school sports or work when home and then homework, and then they sit on the phones texting friends. It's hard to get them to sleep and much harder to get them up now that they're in high school. Camille on Facebook says school should not start later. She says kids that play sports would be getting home way too late. Amy on Facebook, though, then says her high school did start later, but then they moved sports practice before school. Oh, well. So that's kind of defeating the purpose, isn't it, Marco, if you start the sports practice, before the 8:30 a.m. school bell?
Yeah, that's probably against the kind of suggestion and evidence that says that, you know, teenagers should get their sleep, and also potentially if they get their sleep and better quality of sleep that tend to happen in the morning, they might even better perform, not only from an academic point of view, but also from an athletic point of view. So that's definitely against the kind of recommendations.
Yeah. And I meant to ask you to react to our caller, Sarah from Zion, who said that she is in a district where they did have a later start time now, from 7:25 a.m. to 8:25 a.m. And just, I guess, anecdotally, what she saw, the kids were sullen and tired and yawning and much different when they had the later school start time. You're not surprised by that?
No, I'm not surprised by that. As I said, I think 20 years of medical research or health research suggests this observation. And also a lot of, you know, anecdotal evidence of parents across those districts in the country who actually made a change of shifting school start times later. So from that point of view, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Jennifer in central Wisconsin. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Good morning. My question is this just a study on paper? And I know that you looked at some districts where they did this and the kids seem to be more rested. I feel like this is just another thing in education where people study and they're like, oh, this seems amazing. And then you try it with real live teenagers and it doesn't work. I'm a high school teacher. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Your kids are going to stay up later. They're still going to be tired.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Jennifer, we just lost your cell phone. So she thinks, first off, was this all studies on paper or real live students?
No, I mean, the evidence is on real live students. So this is often based on experimental studies where you compare school districts before and after the change, and you actually literally look at how students perform compared to before the time where you had the school start shift. So this is not just a, you know, paper exercise. This is really based on real students, real individuals, and real districts in that sense.
Yeah. I think she was theorizing that kids, if they didn't have to, these middle and high school students, if they didn't have to be to school until 8:30 or later, that they would simply, go to bed later even still and still go to school sleepy because they stayed up later.
Mm, that's a good point. I mean, in some individual cases, that probably could be the case. But again, science and many years of research who actually looked at exactly this issue suggests that on average they go to bed at the same time, but in the morning they wake up later, so which actually gives them really on average a longer sleep duration, but again in the morning a potentially better sleep quality, which is important for their learning abilities.
Yeah. Brian emails that child care before and after school is extremely expensive in the United States. He says it's cost prohibitive when parents have to go to work before a child can start school. I would not support later school start times because of this. So how do you respond to Brian?
Again, as we discussed earlier, the child care aspect could be a valid point for some parents, depending on their family situation and children's situation. If, you know, when child care isn't expensive, potential expenditure. So I agree on that. The question is how you would make childcare more affordable for families, which is probably not exactly the policy question that has been answered in those debates, but probably in terms of school start times would need to address from a different point of view, whether you want to increase supply of childcare or kind of look into more detail what is the potential issue why childcare is so expensive.
Yeah. Well, let me give you our final minute to, a takeaway for our listeners or maybe a takeaway for policymakers as to why they should consider a later school start time for schools.
I think just based on what our study finds is that delaying school start times, while there's often discussion that it's a very costly measure to take, and that's why it often faces a lot of opposition, if you actually look at the evidence in terms of health and well-being of students or individuals, but also subsequently try to take into account the economic benefits, then you actually see that it's potentially cost-effective measure that could improve many different ways the lives of students, but also communities and subsequently the wider economy.
Yeah. Do you think this might be a turning point for having later school start times in the U.S.?
If you look at what kind of from legislative perspective in some states, for instance, California is just discussing a legislation that prohibits middle and high schools to start before 8:30 a.m. And there it has passed the Senate and has already, is quite advanced in the stage and could potentially come into action at some point. Could be taken into account. So definitely there's some sort of movement going on that later school start times are potentially a good measure to take. And from that point of view, it could be some moving point at the moment.
Thank you very much for being with us. Marco Hafner, senior economist at RAND Europe, lead author of the study, Later School Start Times in the U.S. Thanks to Nyasia Ellison and Keely Boltina for producing the program. This is the Ideas Network.